oppression. So this gets very complicated. Now, this is the overview data again. Patients who are treated with ovarian suppression without chemotherapy, clearly it works. This is I can't even remember if this is divided by ER known or unknown. In patients who've had chemotherapy, it doesn't seem to add very much. Now, the problem with this is the devil is in the detail, and as you dig down and down and down, you discover things in small subgroups that make you suspect that this relationship isn't quite right. But the bottom line is we do not know. In the era of when we do regularly give the vast majority of premenopausal patients adjuvant chemotherapy, what is the role of ovarian suppression when we're also going to give those patients tamoxifen? 4, 5, or possibly even longer, and then we're in complete no-no land. We do not know what the answer to that is. My suspicion is that a little bit of ovarian suppression will add something, but I don't think we've got that data. So we need this trial to...